Welcome to another episode of Talking Llama, a podcast about The Sims. I'm happy that you tuned in today again. And in today's episode, I want to talk about my wish list for The Sims 4 in 2021. So I know that I'm probably a little bit late for my wish list 2021. We're already in May. But today are the discussions on the Sims 4 forums, I think around the Sims 411, where everybody can give their opinions around that, I think, type of inside maxes they are doing currently now. And I read a little bit through the whole discussion, and I got inspired to make an episode around my wish list, what I want to see in The Sims 4, maybe also what I want to see improved, and of course my content wishes. I think that's the hot take on that one. So right now we've got announced, I think it was last week or no, it was last week. No, 2 weeks ago, I guess. So 2 weeks ago, we've got announced that we will get another game pack and another kit. My guess is that we will get the kit at first, and I have no clue what the kit will be. I think it will either be something around build and buy or create a sim, since the bust the dust kit didn't go so well. I'm not sure if they will release right away another gameplay heavy kit. So I guess it's either create a sim or build and buy. And also what the gurus said about it, that they're so exciting, that it's so cool. I think it's more create a sim items or build and buy items. And of course, the gameplay pack, there are a lot of discussions and guesses around the internet for what it could be, what people want to see. I think the hot topic right now is werewolves and fairies and all that, especially after, I think, SimGuru Ninja or SimGuru Frost, I don't remember, made the redacted tweet. So I'm also pretty excited what will come up. Like I said, I think the kit will come first. Just because the gurus started to talk about the kit in the 411 but didn't say anything what could be in it. So but yeah, that's just my guess. Until now, we've got 3 kits so far this year and 1 stuff pack, the paranormal stuff pack. I personally love the paranormal stuff pack. I don't know, it's really my favorite stuff pack. I think it's done so well, and I love everything in it and around it. It's so big for just being a stuff pack. It's incredible. I'm really much a fan about or fan of it. Yes, but I said I wanted to talk about what I want to see in The Sims 4 for the next months until 2021 is over. I hope without COVID then. That's my biggest wish, but that's not on The Sims 4, luckily. Yeah, first of all, I am a game player. I'm not really much a builder, and I also don't like spending too much time in Create a Sim. I don't know, I like to make my families, but I don't want to spend too much time in Create a Sim. I really like more to adjust my outfits or the Sims outfits later on in the gameplay, because I start changing them up, so there's no point for me to spend too much time in Create a Sim. Especially right now, we have so much stuff that I sometimes really start to forget where what is, because we have just those 2 tiles where we have to scroll down. So that's my first one. I want to see more rows in that, because I need to see the stuff I have for my Sims. I don't know. I can't find shit. That's so annoying. I'm sorry. I shouldn't say bad words. My podcast is clean. I don't do that. Yeah, but I'm more the type of gameplay person, so I really prefer that one. And for that, I really will love to see a family expansion pack. I think that's a quite popular opinion, actually. A lot of people and players want to see Generations in The Sims 4. I don't think that The Sims team will do a generation, or won't do the Generations expansion pack. I think it would be different, because also The Sims 4 works different than The Sims 3. So I think it will be more Sims 4 wise, but I hope that it will or would have some depth, because I mean that's my biggest wish, that we will get more deeper gameplay. I think that's so important. I'm sorry. That's so important, especially for people who really love to play, actually, or to play with the game. And I think that are a lot of people. You just don't see it too much, because the experience I made is that people who like to play the game like to play it on their own, so they don't really show too much. And since we're not really good in building, and since showing gameplay is so much work to make let's plays and all that stuff, it's easier to see the big amount of builders. I mean, I really love all the builders in the community, don't get me wrong at all, but you see their builds because there's something you can show in an easy way. But the gameplay community, I think, is a little bit quieter. But yeah, I don't know. Maybe we will get a family expansion pack. And within a family expansion pack, I would really love to see hobbies, more hobbies. But I want to see like common hobbies, like to go and play soccer, or to have for the kids after school activities, or clubs, not clubs from get together, just clubs they can join, or like things they can do after school. And also maybe within a family expansion pack or an extra pack, more focus on school for kids and teenagers. Because when I remember my childhood and my teenhood, it was a lot around school, because I mean, you go there almost every day. And in The Sims, your kids go or teens go to school, and then they disappear for a couple of hours, and then they come back and nothing happens. I want to get pop-ups, or more pop-ups, about the school. We can make the little lunch bags, but if our kids take them to school, they never eat them. So I also really would love to see that. And yeah, like more focus on the school. I really love to see if my kids could build up some skills in school, or if they could do like in university, certain subjects on the afternoon, that you say, okay, you have an elective for each season, for example, or each week if you don't have seasons. So that's all in my mind. I really would love to see that. And it may sound dumb, but I miss that you can send your kids to private schools, and that you have to invite the I missed the word, sorry, that you have to invite the principal for dinner and to impress them, and that your kid has to have good grades. And I think you also had to be a little bit rich or a very smart kid that you could send them to private school. I think that was always kind of cool, not because I'm a huge fan of private schools. Oh my God, I'm not a Tory, would Plumbella say now. But that was a gameplay element for me that I got a lot of use out of it, because my rich families always send their kids to private school, and they had the school uniform and yeah, all that. So I would love to see more gameplay around that. And I think there's a great potential to do so. I mean, I kind of understand that a family expansion pack in general is a very wide theme, that you have to pick some things that, or the team has to pick some things where they want to focus on more and to work that out. What I really do appreciate around or about the expansion packs in The Sims 4 is that they're more focused on the theme. In The Sims 3 expansion packs, there were a lot of things, but also a lot of things didn't really go that deep. So you had a bunch of stuff, but it was sometimes, honestly, it was too much. Of course, for hours and hours of gameplay, sometimes that was better. I think both of their games have good and bad sides, so I don't want to go too deep into that one in that episode, maybe later on sometimes. But to go on with my idea of a family expansion pack, yeah, that would go so well with hobbies, activities, maybe also for adults or teens to have a little bit more in general. I would love to see a playground kit or stuff pack for kids with actual normal sized objects and normal objects and maybe a tree house and all that, or a sandbox. I would love to have a sandbox for my toddlers and kids and to have a little playground with normal sized objects, normal sized place. Yes, and all that, and maybe even more to do for the teens, because just right now I will love to play more with my teens, but I don't know. I really don't know. It's they need a little bit more work and love, I guess so. That would be something great if the Sims team would put in a little bit more work to point the teens more out, let me say it like that. Yeah. And yeah, I talked about schools already. I think schools would be really, really great for teens. I think a bands pack would be really cool to have that teen garage band thingy to do, and maybe some of them could also be very successful and make a career out of it. So that would maybe be an idea. Maybe a bands pack as a gameplay pack would be pretty cool. And then I have some general requests. I really would love to see some updated babies. I like to do a little bit more with them. Everything is just in the crib or at the crib. I would love to take my baby out of the crib to interact with it a little bit more. Yeah, to have not an object baby, to have a real baby. That would be great. But I don't have much to say about it. I really loved how the babies have been done in The Sims 2. I think if something like that would be really, really great. And yeah, maybe some things could also work for toddlers. So yeah, Sims team, if you listen, maybe that's an idea, but I'm probably not the first one who's saying that. And another hot take would be, I would love to have open neighborhoods. Everything is loaded in when you jump in the game, and why can't we have open neighborhoods? There are not a lot of lots in one neighborhood, so at least that could be open and accessible for our Sims would be really, really great. Or a short loading screen. I can't talk anymore. I'm really sorry. I don't know why they didn't do that. I mean, I know, or I get that a completely open world is very, very demanding for a lot of systems, because not everybody has a gaming computer, and I also just have a laptop, a good laptop, but I probably would have big troubles running The Sims 3 like I always had. I was never really able to run that good. And so it took away a lot of fun in the gameplay for me, because when it lags all the time, it's not very fun to play. But I still do love The Sims 3. It's a pretty good game. Yeah, but coming back to the open neighborhoods, that would have so much potential, especially with family game packs and all that stuff. You could visit your neighbors, your kids could play with each other. It would be great. And especially if you have a park in your neighborhood. It's always so annoying because you're standing next to the park and then you want to click on something and then you have to go through a loading screen, but you see everything. You see the swing set, you see the trees, you see the chess table and all that, but you can't go in the park. And I don't know, I think parks in general should be accessible without loading screens in general, like at least the community lots, that is what I wanted to say, should be loaded in already. I understand why that is a problem, or not why that is a problem, but the Sims 4 game works that way. I saw that one time in City Living, was actually pretty interesting. When I went from my apartment to the huge place downstairs, it was always pretty busy. And one time I visited the karaoke bar next door, and then wanted to go to the center place and wanted to get, I think, something to eat from the food stalls, and nobody was there. And it was just because everybody was in the karaoke bar. So yeah, townies of course are more likely to spawn at the karaoke bar. I hope I pronounced it the right way. If not, please correct me, it's so embarrassing. And nobody spawned it near the food stalls, so it was pretty empty there, and I was like, ooh. So that was like The Sims 3. Yeah, but I think that's a simple problem, that it's that probably the code or the game is programmed that way. Maybe that makes it a little bit more difficult, but yeah. I mean, there are a lot of ways or a lot of ideas the community has to improve the game. I totally get that not everything can be done by the team, because I think some limits or a lot of limits are coming from the base game, and you probably would need a new base game to fix all that, because some things probably were just programmed in the first place in a certain way and it's harder to change them. But we also can't say with every hot take or with every complaint we have, yeah, it's probably a base game issue, because then we just have base game issues. And then we're coming back to the point that the biggest problem actually is the Sims 4 base game, what everybody knows. But I would really like to see more attempts to make it a little bit more open, even if they cannot open it totally up, but a little bit. And I think lately they're really listening to the community, and I really do appreciate that. And I think everybody can notice that they really try. And also the latest content and also the updates in general have been not too bad. And I really, really like the content. I think that was pretty, pretty good. So the last two wishes I have are very popular too. When it comes to The Sims, I really have popular wishes. I'm a gameplay person. I play families and young Sims, and I have a couple of different stories running, but I have a pretty normal gameplay. So, of course, I also want to see cars at some points. in The Sims 4. For me, it's not the thing of owning a car. I more miss the NPC cars, like especially the school bus or police cars, all that. And also when you go to work in the morning and they pick you up, the most exciting thing for me in the former packs was always, or in The Sims 1 and 2, especially when I get promoted, oh, what car will be there the next day? And I think it was The Sims 2, when you were at the top of the career, you got the helicopter. I really did like that. That something so unrealistic, but so, so cool, when just the helicopter landed and you could get into it. I hope I don't make that up now from my wishes, but I'm pretty sure there was a helicopter. And also really nice cars you got then. And so for that, I really would love to see cars. Of course, also maybe also owning cars, but it's more the NPC cars for me. Also the school bus. When my kids miss the school bus, they can't get to school. Now, if they are finished with breakfast or showering at 9 o'clock in the morning, they just walk off to school and nothing really happens. In The Sims 2 and The Sims 1, I'm not pretty sure about The Sims 3. When you miss the school bus, yeah, you didn't go to school and you probably could get in trouble for that. So yeah, school bus, I miss you. I really do. I think it was always pretty cool. Oh, when your kids sneaked out in the middle of the night and their friend picked them up in a really, really nice car. I think that was always so cool. I don't know. NPCs, NPC cars. And when we talk about NPCs, I miss burglars and cops, both of that. So if I would really love to see if my teens are out after 11 p.m. Or a.m.? P.m.? Yeah, at night. I would really love to see that maybe the police is picking them up, or I don't know, when they're in at a public community lot, that probably the police is checking that and taking teenagers with them and bringing them home. And of course, the burglars. I think there cannot be burglars until there are no cops in the base game. So they would have to add those two things. But actually, the first thing when I played The Sims 4 the first time was I didn't find the alarm. I was looking for the fire detector. And then I was looking for the alarm at the door, because I had such a trauma from the former Sims games. If I didn't add that in, I was so screwed and my Sims got robbed, and I always wanted to avoid that. So I was looking at that at first, and it wasn't there. It wasn't there. I mean, I'm very glad that firefighters got added into the game. That's pretty cool, but they also don't have a car. That's also something I would love to see, because where I'm coming from, they don't run to the houses that burn. Yeah, but that is probably everything I want to see in the upcoming months, or at least before The Sims 5 gets released. I hope we still have a little bit of time, because I actually do enjoy playing The Sims 4. I have almost every pack. I don't have every pack because I just buy things that I'm interested in. But yeah, I have most of the packs because I'm probably interested at some point in it. When I talk about I don't buy everything, I'm talking about you, Journey to Batu. Yeah, no. So I hope that you have a nice day wherever you are. And I hope that you like my episode. I would really appreciate it if you would rate it at Apple Podcasts. I think you can check out the podcast now on Spotify, Overcast, Apple Podcasts, of course on Anchor. Pretty much everywhere where you can listen podcasts. So give me a rating and maybe leave me a comment on my social medias. You find me as Talking Llama on Instagram and Twitter. So tweet me or leave me a comment or send me a DM. I really do appreciate it. And if you have any content wishes I could do episodes on, also let me know. And yes, I hope you enjoyed it, and bye bye.